I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call. I'd like to see the hands of all of the problem definers. Yeah, and I'd like to also see the hands of all of the problem solvers. Very good. Which one are you? Are you a problem definer, or are you a problem solver? Well, the problem solver says, hope thou in God. The problem definer sees problems as a threat, while the problem solver sees them as a challenge. The problem definer sees defeat, while the problem solver sees victory waiting in the wings. The problem definer awfulizes, while the other strategizes. Psychologist Albert Ellis writes that awfulizing is when you blow up a problem mentally until it has the greatest dire consequences. That's like making mountain ranges out of molehills. It is making the most out of obsessive worrying, exaggerating the situation until you become incapacitated. Well, the truth of the matter is, it's easy to awfulize in these uncertain times. Our societal landscape reminds us daily that it's a challenge out there. And daily media reports bring us information and news about all kinds of natural disasters and the fear of diseases, human depravity, crime, and violence. And we find ourselves saying, isn't it awful? Isn't it awful? I mean, isn't it just awful? And if we're not careful, our conversation can be easily affected by all of the negatives we see and hear. And we find ourselves, that's all we talk about, on our way to becoming major problem definers. In Matthew's gospel, the disciples were often presented as persons of little faith. When Jesus came to them walking on the water, their first response was fear, not faith. And when Peter asked for a sign that indeed this was Jesus, he was encouraged to act out his faith to get out of the boat and walk on the water too. There is comfort for each of us in this story. Are you frightened by the storms in your life? Well, so were the first disciples. Have you failed to recognize Jesus Christ when he comes to you in troubled times? Yeah, well, so did the disciples. Have you had the courage to step out in faith only to lose your focus and begin to sink below the wind and the waves? Well, so did those who later became apostles. In Christ Jesus, we can see how God deals with the wind and the waves. We see how God cares for fearful disciples who are awfulizing. And we see how God responds to those who have enough faith to get out of that boat and just take a few steps on the water, even if later they begin to sink. O ye of little faith, why did you doubt? God will save. God will heal. God always reaches out to rescue those who may be sinking below the wind and the waves and cry out with Peter, Lord, save me. Come, let us speak peace to the wind and the waves in our lives. Then, like the disciples, we can worship the Lord saying, truly, you are the Son of God. I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this has been your wake-up call.